And Mark started off with a case, which the Gemara claims is brought down later on in the Mishnah. Shnayim shehigbiu a metzia, two people picked up a metzia. Each one of them has to come on to zochin al shalat b'fanav, or ultimately migu the zochin nashi zochin ami lechaveri. So we spent the last 2 days discussing migu the zochin. We spent discussing the cases. Different rules in migu the zochin. We had one rule of the nesivis that we don't say migu the zochin unless your kinyan requires you to do fiyanim. We had another rule of the ktsais that we don't say migu the zochin on dry meisim. But the Gemara said to myself, why do I need migu the zochin? Let's move in now to the other part of the sugya. Why do I need migu the zochin? Two guys picked it up. Very good. They both picked it up together. So we both get it. Bye bye. So the pshat is that the Gemara says, Aloshin of Hezu Kumenachas Kavikarka, Zek Kumenachas Kavikarka. So the Pasha pshat is that the Baal is Menachas Kavikarka. I only picked up half. The other half is Menachas Kavikarka. So, and do Papa Akbar, and the other guys he do for me. How does he do for me? Either he does for me, utilizing the din of Amir Tzilach HaZach HaZadam, or Migu the Zachi. But it has to do for me, because I didn't pick up here. There's a whole mice over here, we'll go slowly. The Rashba over here brings down a rabbi. The Pirish rabbi is all Dafka Shalai, Gbiya Oysa Kadesh, Minich Oysa Achal, Takmar Karko. When we be Oysa Kadesh, Takmar Karko, Konu Shnei Machmas Atzma, Fisha Eina Kumanach Kavi Karko, Cholecha Koyen Vagbal Sari. The rabbi says that not in every case where two people picked up a talis together, you need to come on to Zochin. We'll call it Zochin. Zochin, Migu, the Zochin, for our purposes, is the same thing for today. Not in every case. If the mashal, the talis, I'm going to call it, for clarity's sake, I'm going to call it a short talis. If it's a short talis, then if the other guy wouldn't be holding it, it would be in the ear. It's a short talis, so right now he's holding it, but if he would let go, it would be in the ear. So then, in such a case, you don't need to come on to Zochin, you have to come on to Migu the Zochin, you don't have to come on to anything, it's no problem. Why? You did a full scale Akba. Azar Yishteit, in the Rabbit, Rukimta in the Gemara. To Rukimta. The Gemara that says about Shnayim Shekbir Metzir, you need to come on to Zochin, because it's Menachas Agavi Karka, the only way it's a long talus that if the other guy would let go of it, it would be on the ground. And then it's called Menachas Agavi Karka. I will lead to it's a short talus, if the other guy would let go about it, it would be hanging in the air. So then the Mice Hakbo, the idea was a good Hakbo. Rajbarkers. The Ainam Khover Bainai. So one Kashi says what I just said. So it's a Rukimta, so Rukimasis and Malachi. So maybe the Mishnah spoke about such a case. And then he says, no. Given the Magmir of Sila Velik Khanachavera, Yat Khaver Kikarka Domi Lagabi Dide. The Ilu Talasha Rosha Echad Munachagabi Omid Zeb, Rosha Echad Munachagabi Omid Cheney. Ubacha Vigbia, Rosha Echad Cheyokal Natkal Vias of Boyga Rosal Arts, Ubosh Cheney Vigbia. That's true. The Gemara later on daf tes, which we'll get to, that if you have a talis that's on two amudim, one guy picks it up in a way that if the other amud wouldn't be there, the other pillar wouldn't be there, the talis would be hanging in the air. It's not good. So the Gemara says later on daf tes medal, that if you have a talis that's on two pillars, I pick it up from one pillar, and if the other pillar wouldn't be there, it would be hanging in the air. We'll call it a short talis. The din is it's no good. Mela says the Rashba, Yad Karka, what's his lashin? Yad Chavero Iki Karka Dom. What's the Rashba saying? Where's the rabbit hole? What's going on over here? The Bir Rashbam was like this. Avada and Avada, the rabbit agrees that the Gemara Daf Tes was the case over there. You had a talis that was on one, you had two pillars in this thing, you have a pillar. And one talis on one end, other end. When you pick up one side of the talis, if there wouldn't be a pillar there, the other talis would be in the air. Here the rabbit agrees that Avada and Avada, the Maisa HaGbo that he did, is not a Maisa HaGbo. Why? Because the Omud, which is on the Karka, is the Kikarka Dami. The Omud is connected to the Karka, so the Karka was raised, it was elevated. The Omud, the pillar, which is connected to the ground, is called like the ground. Mela, even though it's true that if there wouldn't be that Omud there, even if there wouldn't be that pillar there, the thing would be hanging in the air. So what? Well, the Maisa, it's on the ground, it's not in the air. The Omud is like the ground. By the way, the Rashba is better bavorning that, because what did the Rashba argue on the Ravid? The Rashba says, Yad Chaver Kikarka Dami. The Bir Adrom was like this. The Ravid held that when I have a talus, we'll call it a short talus, that's resting on two amudim, two pillars, I pick up one of them, that if the other amud wouldn't be there, it would be in the air. But the Ravid agrees that's no good. That's not good. You did a Maisak boy. You didn't pick it up. It's not, you didn't pick it up off the ground. Because the amud is like the ground. Without ground, has to be the ground. The ground is wherever the thing is lying. And if the amud is connected to the ground, that's called, it's lifted off, that's called, it wasn't lifted off the ground. However, Bayat Chaveroi, Yat Chaveroi is not karka. His Bamis is, about Yat Chaveroi is not karka. So if you have a short talus, that if it wouldn't be in his hands, it'd be hanging in the air. So the Peshat is, Be'etzem, what I did was, I lifted it off the ground. The thing is lifted off the ground, because the Chaveroi is not called karka. Chaveroi is not mechubet to the karka. Nor of us. What are you going to tell me? Tell Lamaisa, practically speaking, I didn't do the Hakbah because my friend is helping me. My friend is participating in the Hakbah. That didn't bother the Ravid. He says, the Ravid came along and said that if I do a Maisa Hakbah, that mitzad my Maisa Hakbah, the thing's going to be lifted off the ground, that's called a good Maisa Hakbah. I grab that my friend is holding onto it. My friend is the one who's helping pick it off the ground. Who cares? They didn't bother the Rashba. They didn't bother the Ravid. That's not a chisorin in my Maisa Hakbah. Mitzad the Maisa Hakbah that I did, it has the hechatimza to lift it off the ground. Just it happens to be that Grada, I didn't lift it off because somebody else lifted off the ground. That somebody else is misayeya, that doesn't bother me. By the omud, where the omud is, the word is where the omud is connected to the ground. So the omud is kikarka dummy. The omud is like the ground. So copy the second half of the talus. I didn't do my sagbo. I only did my sagbo on the first half of the talus. The second half of the talus is not lifted up. Masha'inkein, when it's a short talus and it's the hands of my chaver, so when I lift it up, I did a ma'isah hakbo on the entire talus, because the zicherlis of my ma'isah hakbo to lift the entire talus. I didn't do it, somebody else did it. That doesn't shter my ma'isah hakbo. My ma'isah hakbo mitzad atzmoy is a good ma'isah hakbo. And about my ma'isah hakbo mitzad atzmoy is a good ma'isah hakbo. That the grad that somebody else helped me pick it up, and I didn't need to do the entire thing, doesn't shter me b'chal. By the way, it's interesting. The Rajbo agrees to the lambdas that I just said. What did the Rajbo answer? Yad chaver kikarka dami. Means the Rajbo didn't come along and ding and say, listen, practically you didn't pick it up. Because practically you're right. It's a short talus that if the guy wouldn't have been picked it up, it would have been in the air. But you're not the one who took the second half out into the air. That didn't bother the Rajbo, by the way. The Rajbo agreed to that part of the Ravid that the etzim fact is Yad Chaver doesn't shter me. What shters me is, and I want to explain the oimek of what the Rajbo had to say, Yad Chaver kikarka dami means you didn't pick up the other half. The Ravid came along and said that when I have a short talus, that if the other guy would drop it, it would be in the air. That's called I perpetrated a Maisak Boa to the entire talus. I did a Maisak Boa that picks up the entire talus. I grada. It's somebody else's hand. I grada, I'm not the one who lifted it off the ground because he lifted the other half off the ground. But since Lamaisa Mitzad, my Maisa Hakbo, I was able to do it, it would have lifted off the ground. That's cool, you did enough of a Maisa Hakbo to the talus. I'll explain to everything more about Hakbo, but that's the Pashem Shah. I, it's in the friend's hand. So it's in the friend's hand. The Rashba didn't argue on that, by the way. The Rashba was a different Zach. The words Yad Chaver Kekarkadoi means that you didn't do a Maisa Hakbo. That means, vibalt lemaisa, the other half wasn't lifted off before machmasyu. Since it wasn't lifted, so that's right, it's a short talus. If the other guy will let go, then, but the word is, we look at the other guy like karka, so we look at it like karka. That means, you didn't perpetrate a hakbot to the other half. That's the machlekes between the Raven and the Rajva. If I look at the other guy's hand as karka, as an omud, so then the pshat is that the chelik that I picked up, the other half I didn't pick up. Well, it's a kikarka to me, it's still not picked up, it's still not raised up. Came along the Ravid and said, not true. That's only when the other half is in karka. When is it called that you didn't pick up the other half? When the other half is lying on the karka or on an almud. When it's lying in somebody else's hand, that's not called that I didn't pick it up. That's called you did a maisak bo, that mitzad the maisak bo, won't lift it off the ground. So Rajba, Norvos. Grada, I didn't do it. He did the lifting off the ground on the other half. That doesn't bother me. That didn't bother the Ravid. And that didn't bother the Rajba either, by the way. Because when the Rajba comes and dings on the Ravid, he doesn't ding machmas. The word is the mice, he didn't pick it up. That's not what he thinks. He doesn't think. He says, no, Yad Chaver Kikarka Dami. What's the word of Yad Chaver Kikarka? Yad Chaver Kikarka Dami means that you didn't do a mice hakbo to lift it off the ground. I, the mice, if the other guy wouldn't be here, it would have been lifted off the ground. It doesn't interest me. But before it didn't get lifted, machmas you. And if you look at Yad Chaver Kikarka Dami, the word Kikarka Dami means you didn't do a mice hakbo on the other half. The rabbi came along and said, you did a mice hakbo on the other half. Just that I, Norvos, I, Yad guy helped me do that mice hakbo. It doesn't interest me. It doesn't bother me that it's in the hands of a chaver. The Rajba agreed to that. Just the Rajba said, Yad Chaver Kikarka karka dummy, which means he didn't do a maisak on the other half, because he treated it like it would be karka. So the other guy would be karka. That wouldn't be called he did a maisak. It's a short talus that the maisa if it won't be upset, but now it's in the karka. Like the case of the almond. The almond's higher in the ground. So it's higher up. So maisa, if it's a short talus, it won't be. Who cares? The maisa, you didn't pick up the other half. The other half, watch what I'm going to say now, is resting in the place that it was till now. Hagbah means that I lifted it out of its place. So by an omud we say, it wasn't lifted out of its place, it's still there. Says the Rashba, by Yad Chaver also it's still there. You didn't lift it out of its place. Lemaisa, you didn't lift up the entire Azach. The Rabbi came along and said, no, that's cool, that lift up the entire Azach. The only time it's not cool lifted up is when it's Karka. When it's Karka, it's not cool that lifted up, it's still resting in the Karka. That it's somebody else's hand, it's not cool that I didn't lift it up. And the Machlekes of the Rashba and the Rabbi is, whether Yad Chaver is Karka Dami or not. Ad Khan, the Machlekes of the Rosh and the Ravid, very clear Machlekes. The Rosh, over here in Tais, the Rosh argues, Rav Tali shtel the Machlekes. What does the Rosh say? Part of the Rosh, we'll see next week, because the Rosh brings Raya's from the next piece of Gemara. But Be'ikr, what the Gaya is for us from the Rosh, you have it. Dr. Rosh, brings the Ravid. He brings Ravid against it. We'll see in the next piece of Gemara, Mr. Jim Sunday. Then he says, Vadin Naisen, the Ravid's wrong. The Tisus call Echon Mevato Kenyan Chaveri, even the ain't Tisus Chaveri, my eldest Lekum. The Tisus call Echon Mevato Kenyan Chaveri. The tfisas called echad mevatol kinyan chaveri. The Rosh did not argue on the Ravid with the Rashba's taina of yad chaveri kekar kadomi. That's not what he said. That's not what the Rosh said. Mashma in the Rosh that clapping the taina that the Rashba had on the Ravid that he didn't pick it up was in kiyati for right now. This is how Rav Tali tells it. The Tosafot Rosh didn't say. You didn't, it's kikar kadami. The word kikar kadami means you didn't pick it up, like I just explained. Yad chaver kikar means you didn't pick it up. It's on the ground, it's still on the ground. Your friend's hand is on the ground. That's not cool, picked up. The Rosh agreed to that. The Rosh agreed to the Ravid that the Rosh was wrong. It's not kikar kadami. It's cool you picked it up. So what's the problem? The problem is, but there's somebody else over here who's trying to be koinit. Somebody else over here wants to be koinit. That didn't nice in. The tfisas kol echad mevatol kinyan chaveri. A different word in Ganson. The other rabba, harei who writes of likmes chetzer b'tfisasa, b'tfisasa l'gabi chaveri, k'menachas l'gabi karka. Here's a different word. Says the word is, I want to be kind of the other half. And about I want to be kind of the half, the kinyan of the tfisas mevatol chaveri. Zok to everybody. Shtei in the Rosh, that in the machlekes of the Ravid and the Rashba, he agrees with the Ravid. That if it's called, you did a Maisa HaGbah. You did a Maisa HaGbah. Because it's in the hands, and it's a short talus, and if you thought if the other guy would let go, you would have been lifted off the ground. It's Beseder, Nachanami. Narvos. What's the problem? There's a new problem. But there's another party over here involved. The Maisa that he's coming to do, that he wants to be credited, though, they have his Mevatl, the Kenya, that you want to do. A different word in Ganson. I want to start the process. I was saying very deeper right now. In the Machlik, the Rashba argued on the Ravid, and the Rashba said, you're wrong even by a short talus, because Maisa, you didn't do Maisa Akbar. The guy's hand is like it's on the ground, so he didn't do Maisa Akbar. The Rosh is not arguing on that. The Rosh is agreeing that you did a Maisa Akbar. But somebody else is also doing a Kenyan. That's the big difference between the Rashba's Dinkarai and the Ravid, and the Rosh's Dinkarai and the Ravid. The Rashba's Dinkarai and the Ravid is that you didn't do a Maisa Akbar, because it's Kumanachas Agavi Karka. What's the Ravid's thing? The Rashi's thing arises, no, you're right, you did a Maisak Bah. But somebody else is also doing a Maisak Bah. And that somebody else's Maisak Bah, Shtev's your Maisak Bah, very sharp Lashon, Mevatel Kinyan Chaveri. His Kinyan that he wants to be kind is Mevatel yours. As I state in the Rosh Rosh Roy argues. By the way, what's much of Nafkamina, La Halacha, between the Rashba and the Rosh? What would be the Nafkamina, La Halacha, between the Rashba and the Rosh? What? Oh, if the other guy doesn't want to be kainet. Two people picked up a talus, and the other guy doesn't want to be kainet. The other guy doesn't want to do a kinyan. So according to the Rashba's Dingaraya, on the Ravid, what we did, if he doesn't want to be kainet, it still won't work. Because he has to have a kikar kadami. And according to Taisa Rosh, thing right, it won't be a problem. Picked up, he picked it up. I is Mabatal, is not Mabatal. The guy doesn't want to be kind, so he's providing me with help. As I state, all the Chayyar, it says before that the guy wants to be kind. As I state, before, that the guy wants to be kind. So we have a postulate in Afkamina between why I want to argue on the Ravid. If I want to argue on the Ravid and say that by a short talus also it doesn't work, why? According to the Raja, by a short talus it doesn't work because it's on the ground, because the hand is, that's not where you picked it up. Mela, that doesn't make a difference whether the other guy wants to be kind or doesn't want to be kind, right? But according to Taisa Rosh, the Pshat is he did a good Maisak Boa. That's called he flips it off the ground. But the problem is, there's another player over here. There's somebody else coming to do a Maisak Kinyan. That's only when he wants to do a Maisak Kinyan. That brings out in a very sharp way the two tinkerais on the Ravid, the Machlikas of the Rosh and the Raj, but why the Ravid was wrong. 1 second. What did the Rosh mean? What did the Rosh mean when he said, Kinyan Echem Mevatel Chaveri? What did he mean? What's meant? So it's very interesting. There's a whole controversy here. Bear with me. Rav Naftali said a very, very interesting pshat in the Rosh. What was the pshat in the Rosh? If you hold like the Ravid that he did a good Maisa Akbar, because we don't say Yad Chaveri Kiyad Rabbayis, so the word is picked up. So what's Kinyan Echem Mevatel Chaveri mean? What's the problem? So Rav Tolli says a very, very interesting pshat. I want to speak about Rikus, about what Rav Tolli said and what's sure about it. It says Rav Tolli that what the Rosh meant to say was like this. Be'etzem, let's go with the flow. Be'etzem, according to the Rosh, Be'etzem, you did a full Maisach, boy, you picked up the entire Zach. You picked up the entire Zach. Okay? And the word is, yeah, the guy picked up the entire Zach. Right? Because we're saying, not like the Rosh, but that's not picked up. It's picked up. So I did a Maisak bond the entire talus. And you did a Maisak bond the entire talus. So what's the problem? Says Rav Tolli that when two people do a Maisak Hagbah to one talus, they clash with each other, they wipe each other out. What's a Maisak Hagbah, by the way? A Maisak Hagbah is an act of Hachnosel Rishos. An act of Hagbah is taking it into my Rishos. So what happened? Each guy did a Hagbah on the talus. Now two people who at the same time want to be kind of the talus. One guy picked it up, did a Maisach Nosu, just the whole talus. He picked up the whole talus. It's picked up. The other guy did it picking up. He picked up the whole talus. So it comes out, says Rav Tolli, 0 + 0 = 0. We're left with nothing. There's no Kinyan over here, Bechal. There's no Maisach Kinyan over here, because there's a clash here between two Maisach Kinyanim. There's a clash here between two Maisach Kinyanim. Each guy, the Maisa, picked up the whole thing. Each guy picked up the whole thing. Although we're going now with the Rosh, not with the Rajba. Each guy picked up the whole thing. It's called, you picked it up. It's a short talus, okay? It's a short talus. You picked up the short talus. You picked up the whole talus. You picked up the whole talus. No, so what's the problem? We have a clash. We have an explosion. We have a confrontation. When you have two people who simultaneously perpetrate a Maisach Nosel Rishos, so it's a clash. Whose Rishos is it going into? One guy did a Maisach Bo on the whole talus. The other guy did a Maisach Bo on the whole talus. When there's a clash between two Maisach, that's what the Rav Tolli learned. That Rav Tolli learned that Kinyan Echem Bevatel Chaveiro, it means Bevatel Skipshuta. Nothing happened over here. There was an explosion here. Because you had two people who perpetrated an act of Hagbah to a talus at the same time. And Bevatel, you have two people who perpetrated an act of Hagbah to a talus at the same time. So nothing happened. When two people perpetrate two Maisrishos, the purpose of a Kinyan is to show Bailus. So he shows Bailus in the whole talus, and simultaneously somebody else shows Bailus in the whole talus. When two people do an act of showing Bailus on the same, what is it? On the same talus. That's Kinyan Echem Bevatel Chaveiro. That's cool. Nothing happened. Garnished. Atkan. Rav Naftali. Very nice pshat. Very interesting pshat. Very mechudish dikar pshat. But that's how Rav Naftali learned pshat in the Tosfos of Rosh. Kinyan Echem Bevatel Chaveiro. I'm saying a taichver thing over here. Kinyan Echem Bevatel Chaveiro means Kishmoy Keinu. Literally. Kinyan Echem Bevatel Chaveiro means that one Kinyan is Bevatel the other. So nothing happened over here. Meila, it's not going to help if it's short. It's not going to help if it's long. The Maisa, there's a Maisa Akbo over here, and each Maisa Akbo cancels the other Maisa Akbo out. That's how Rav Tolli learns Pshat in the Tosfos of Rosh. 1 second. I want to tell you over a shtickle that I heard from Rav Asher a long time ago, where he shtelled over here, that's not Pshat in the Rosh. And he started off like this. He said, first of all, you have two kashas. This, by the way, to what I'm going to say now, there's many other rayas. There's many other rayas to what I'm going to say. Now, I want to say over primarily what he said. And then on Sunday, when we learn the next piece of Gemara, I'm going to add on more rayas, okay? But I want to start off with a basic shot. What he said. There's many other rayas. I'm going to broaden the Zach on Sunday. Much more, more and more and more. But I want to get the basic part here down. Listen to what he said. He said like this. First of all, if that's the shot in the Tosfos of Rosh, that two people did a Maisach bond, the whole thing, and they clash with each other, and I've told you learned that Kinyan Echem Mevatel Chaveiro means literally that they cancel each other out. They cancel each other out. So he said he has two auras. They're both the same auras, but different in the source. Watch. Aura number one is, that's good, for example, when you have a short talus. Each guy did a ma'aseh hagbah on the whole talus, because it was picked up, it's in the ear, right? And they clash with each other, this new very interesting pshat. A whole different problem. It's a different problem in Gansen. It's not a problem in ma'aseh. Fine. So he said, it's very interesting. What about a case of a long talus? What about the case of the Gemara, when it's a long talus? And you picked up one end, and the other end is still on the ground. Over there, what's the problem, by the way? What's the problem in the classic case of Menachas Agave Kaka? The Tzeis Rosh is coming to say that there's a problem even when it's a short talus. But when it's a long talus and part of it's on the ground, what's the problem over there? You can't tell me that they clash. Why can't you tell me that they clash? Why can't you tell me they clash? You can't tell me over there they clash. Why can't you tell me when half is on the ground they clash when it's a long talus? Because I only picked up half the talus. I didn't pick up the whole talus. I only picked up half the talus. Half the talus is on the ground. So why talk over there? Is it no good? You can't tell me there's a clash. There's no clash there. Bishlam by a short talus. I can hear a machlekes. The rabbi said it's okay. And the Rosh said it's true that you picked it up. Not like the Rashba. But the Maisa, there's a clash over here. Says, I'll tell you what's the clash. I picked up the whole talus. You picked up the whole talus. Explosion. So it's nothing. Echem bevatos chaveri. But in a place where it's on the ground, I want to point to the other case when it's a long talus. The case that the rabbi said the Gemara is talking about. When it's a long talus, that's on the ground. Correct? When it's a long talus on the ground, you picked up the whole talus. You didn't pick up the whole talus. Part of it's on the ground. Correct? So which part did you pick up? Half. The other part that he picked up was the other part he picked up, correct? So then, in such a case, the problem can't be that you can't sling out because you only picked up half. You only didn't pick up the whole thing. Correct, Rosh, I don't understand. What's the problem in the case of what? What's the problem in the case of Menachas HaKavi Karka? What's the problem in the case where it's a long talus? The case where it's a long talus is, what's the case where it's a long talus? The other problem can't be that each one cancels the other out. The other problem is, plus you didn't do a ma'aseh hagbah because half of it was on the ground. The half that's on the ground you didn't pick up. The other half that you picked up is get picked up. But the ma'aseh, there's no clash over here. The problem is it's not on the ground. There's a nachanami, said Rav Asher. When it's menachas agavi karka, when it's a long talus, and the other half you didn't pick up, it's not going to be called a ma'aseh hagbah. The other problem is a different problem. The other problem is you didn't pick it up. There's no clash there over there. You didn't pick up half the talus. Half the talus is on the ground still. Half the talus it would have stayed on the ground. That part you didn't pick up, Taka. The answer is what I picked up. And this is what's the problem. The answer is that's not cool you picked up. Because part of it is all on the ground still. So the problem in a long talus that comes out is not the problem of Kinyan Echad Mevatel Chaver. The other problem is Munachas Agavi Karka. By the way, the Lashon of the Gemara is. What's the Lashon of the Gemara there? Munachas Agavi Karka. I'm asking also for the Lashon. What's the Lashon of Munachas Agavi Karka according to the Pshat of the Tosis Rosh? That's not the problem. Okay, according to the problem of Tosis Rosh, the problem is not Munachas Agavi Karka. It's not Munachas Agavi Karka. The problem is a Kinyan Echad Mevatel Chaver. One Kinyan clashes with the other one. So what's the lashon of Menachas HaGavi Karka? The answer is, slowly, that the case of Menachas HaGavi Karka is what? Is the case where it's a long talus. Where it's a long talus, the problem is that you didn't pick it up. It's Menachas HaGavi Karka. Frekta Basho, two kashas. One is, so it comes out that the case of the Gemara, Halei the Rosh holds, that the case of the Gemara, Saif is a long talus, Saif is a short talus. In the case where it's a long talus, what's the problem? In the case where it's a long talus, what's the problem? Menachas HaGavi Karka, you didn't do HaGavah. In the case with the short talus, he did a hagbah. So what's the problem? The clash. She said it's very strange. The Gemara says on both of them. The Gemara's talking about all the cases, no? The Gemara's talking about all cases. The Gemara, according to the Rosh and the Rajba, is talking about all the cases. Short talus, long talus. And the Gemara says, what's the problem? It's Menachas HaGavi Karka. The Rosh and the Rajba, they're talking about all the cases. The Rabbi made an ukimta only by a long talus. They say, no, even by a short talus. But the Gemara says, what's the problem? Menachas HaGavi Karka. Now, Menachas HaGavi Karka is when it's a long talus. So then you didn't do a ma'aseh hagbah. There's no bittul going on because you only picked up half. What's the case? No, Rosh, the Rishonim said that the Gemara is talking about a case of short talus also. But by short talus, the problem is a different problem. By short talus, I did the ma'aseh hagbah, said the Tosafot Rosh. No, it's kinyan echad mevatel sasheni, as a chaveri. And how did the Rav Avtali learn? What does that mean? It's mevatel. You did an entire ma'aseh hagbah, I did a ma'aseh hagbah, and they exploded to zero because there's a clash here between the two ma'aseh hagbah. So nobody showed, no, when I do it. So the question is, so the Gemara says one reason, which doesn't apply to both cases. Menachas HaGavi Karka doesn't apply to the case of short talus. Short talus is not Menachas HaGavi Karka. And the reason of Bittul Chaver doesn't apply to a long talus. But either way, how could Menachas HaGavi Karka cover both cases? Menachas HaGavi Karka, the problem is he didn't do a ma'aseh hagbah. Part of it's still on the ground. There's no Bittul going on over there. The case of the short talus is where you did a ma'aseh hagbah, and the problem is there's no pshat of clash. So the case of the short talus, according to Tosafot Rosh, has the problem of Bittul, doesn't have the problem of Menachas. The case of Menachas doesn't have the problem of Bittul. And by the way, the Rosh himself, it's not just the Gemara. The Rosh himself that you saw today, what does he say? He saw the Lashon. Kimunachas Agabi Karka. The Rosh himself says that this problem is called Menachas Agabi Karka. Frankly, Hakasha, I don't have Hakasha from Maftali, I don't understand. What do you mean that when it's a short talus, it's Kimunachas Agabi Karka? Why? Because Kinyan Echad Mevatos Chaveri. I mean, it's got Murray to Kashayla, and here's my way. Kinyan Echad Mevatos Chaveri, I hear that, Pshat. You did a Maisach Bo, it's a short talus, and you did a Maisach Bo, it's a short talus. So what's the problem? They clash. When you perpetrate two Maisach, and also the Rosh simultaneously, one thing, it's big nothing. So why is that called Menachas Agabi Karka? The problem is Mevatos Chaveri, that's my riddle. The Rosh came along, it's the Gemara, the Gemara is an aggravation. The Gemara says one reason for both. But the way I'm going to ask the Kasha is very simple. The Rosh came along and argued that the Rav said it doesn't work by a short talis, but not because of the reason of the Rosh. But the Rosh said the reason why it doesn't work by a short talis is because it's still on the ground. It was never get picked up. But the Rosh came along and said, picked up, it's picked up. It was lifted. The problem is a new problem, says Rav Tali, Kinyanachim Mevatos Chaveroi. The point is, it was picked up, but there's two Maisa Kinyanim going on, which explode, which clash, which destroy each other. It's Havakash on the Rosh. So why is that called Menachas Agabi Karka? Menachas Agabi Karka, the problem is Kinyanachim Mevatos Chaveroi, it's Menachas Agabi Karka. That's my Kasha. And the Rosh says it's Menachas, that's his Moshel. So I can ask the Kasha in the Loshen of the Rosh. I see the same Kasha in two different addresses. I have a Kasha in the Loshen of the Rosh that the Rosh says that the problem is Menachas Agabi Karka, even though he says a line before that the problem is Kinyan Echad Mevatos Chaveroi. And I have a Kasha on the Gemara. And the Gemara is talking about all cases, say a short talus, say a long talus. In the long talus, the problem is Menachas Agabi Karka. In the short talus, the problem is a different problem. It's the same Kasha, by the way. It means I know where the Rosh took his shot from. I know where the Rosh says Kim Menachas Agabi Karka from. He took it from the Gemara. The Gemara says that the problem is Menachas Agabi Karka, and the Rosh said that the Gemara is talking about Saya short talus, Saya long talus. So that he said that the problem is Menachas Agabi Karka, I understand where he took it from. I understand where he took it from. Dos Vashteyach, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with that. I understand where he took it from. I don't understand the Gemara, though. How could the Gemara say that the problem is Menachas Agabi Karka? We're talking about a short talus. Short talus picked up. There's a new problem called Kinyan Echad Mevatos Chaveroi. I thought he says a very grand shot. The whole Maisa. Hold on a second, Okay, stories like this. In order to answer this kasha, we're going to say the heart of the sugya, and afterwards we're going to build and build and build and build and build. The third build will be on Sunday. Yesh Lachsh is the second also. It goes like this. The Pashav Shat in the Gemara of Menachas Agabi Karka, the Pashav Shat of Menachas Agabi Karka is... The Pashup Shah in the Sugya of Menachas Agabi Karka wasn't Pashup. We'll go back to Menachas. We'll talk about a long talus. We'll stop and scratch, okay? I have a long talus, and part of it will be on the ground if the guy will be holding it. So, if he doesn't pick it up for me, this talus is on the ground. It's a long talus. He's holding it up in the air, Pesedim. But Be'etzim, it's a talus that besides my picking up would be on the ground. What is the problem called Menachas Agabi Karka by a long talus? And then we'll see by a short talus. I'm going to restart the whole Sugya now from scratch. Pashup Shah is, and you'll all agree with me, is that he didn't do a Maisach Bo B'chal. He didn't lift it off the ground. That means, I'll explain what I mean. You push it, they don't lift it. That's not called lifted. What's the Menachas Agabi Karka? The Maisach Kinyan is to lift it. That's not where you lifted it. It's still in its place. See, Pashup didn't do the Maisach Kinyan of Agbo. That's for sure the Pashup Shah of Menachas Agabi Karka before what I'm going to say here. Before what I'm going to say over here is Shabbat of Pshad is Menachas Agabi Karka means the Maisa Kinyan, you didn't lift it. The same, I'll give you an example by Meshicha, there's a shear, you have to move it X amount, okay? You have to draw it X amount. By Hagboy, you have to lift it off the ground. This thing, you didn't lift it anyway. So it wasn't lifted, that's not called lifted. You didn't do the act of Kinyan B'chol. If that's the Pshad, so the ball game's over. Then Rav Tali's Pshat, it's not going to make sense. Because by a long talus, the problem is he didn't do a Hagboy, he didn't lift it up, it's still on the ground. As opposed to a case of short talus where he did a hagbah, that's the problem is this newfangled shot called Maisa Kinyan Mevatos Chaveroi. Rabbi Seinu taught us, and that's Mzach state in the Nesivas, the Nesivas that I spoke about the other day back then, where, remember, in the Sugya of Tafos of the Rach over there, the Nesivas says Pshat in this Gemara, the Nesivas says the Kufsara case of Krom Beis, the Nesivas says he doesn't understand the Gemara Menachas Agabi Karka. Go slowly here, big raid. What do you mean you didn't pick it up? You picked it up. What you picked up? You picked up. I perpetrated a Maisach Bo to the part that I picked up. What do I get? I only have it on the ground. The Nesivas is Kofer Bakol. The Nesivas and Kach Holchu Rabbi Yisrael in his footsteps. That the Gemara doesn't make sense. We'll start from scratch. What do you mean Menachas Agabi Karka? What's the problem? You didn't do a Maisach Bo. It wasn't lifted up. It was lifted up. To half the talus was not a Maisach Bo. It was not a Maisach Bo. You did a Maaseh HaGevurah. It's not true. You did a Maaseh HaGevurah. You don't have to lift the whole talus off the ground. Whatever you lifted was lifted. That's Lashon HaNesivos. Where you lifted. So what's the problem? The problem is a different problem. The problem is that the purpose of a Maaseh Kinyan is to do an act of Hachnasah L'Rishos. You did a Maaseh Kinyan, but the Maaseh Kinyan can't be nitfas. It can't be chal on a half of a talus that's connected, that's augur to a half that's out of your Rishos. I repeat. The problem of Anachas Agavi Karka is not that you didn't do an act of lifting. It's not that you didn't do an act of Hagbah. You did an act of Hagbah. Just the purpose of Hagbah is to bring it into your Rishos. The Hagbah and a half of talus that's augur to a different Rishos, okay, cannot be chal on it, achnosa the Rishos on half of it, because the other half of the object. So the problem is not in the Maaseh HaGevurah, it's in the effect of the Maaseh HaGevurah. You did a Maaseh HaGevurah. You did a Maaseh HaGevurah. You did a Maaseh HaGevurah to half of the dollars. What you literally did is you perpetrated the act of Kinyan. But the purpose of the act of the Kinyan, what the act of Kinyan is coming to Tuwait, is what? Is to do achnosa the Rishos. It cannot perpetrate, that means it can't make the Chalais Kinyan. It can't do the effect that the Maaseh Kinyan is coming to do. The Maaseh Kinyan is coming to do a pu'ul of achnosa the Rishos. You can't do a pool of Hachnasa L'Rishos on half an object. It can't create Hachnasa L'Rishos on half an object when the other half of the object is connected to a Rishos that's outside your Rishos. And since the other half of the object is connected to a Rishos that's outside your Rishos, it means like this. You only did a Maaseh HaGevurah to half of it. The first pshat till now was, it's not called a Maaseh HaGevurah. It's not called a Maaseh HaGevurah. A Maaseh HaGevurah on half an object, not called a Maaseh HaGevurah. It's still on the ground. It's like nothing happened. The other pshat is you did a Maaseh HaGevurah to half of it. But since you only did a Maaseh HaGevurah to half of it, and the other half of the thing you didn't do, so on the other half it wasn't perpetrated Hachnasah L'Rishos, so a Maaseh Kinyan of HaGevurah can't be make Hachnasah L'Rishos on half an object that's connected to a place that's outside your Rishos. By the way, if I would pick up the entire object, I can then decide how much I want to be Koina. Watch. If I pick up the entire object, I can decide how much I want to be Koina. I pick up the entire object because the part is, the maisa of showing Rishos I did on the entire object. The afterwards I could decide how much I want to be koina. But the half that I want to be koina is not connected to a Rishos that's in a different Rishos that I didn't perpetrate Hachnasa L'Rishos to. Masha'enke, when I only do Hachnasa L'Rishos to half an object and the other half of the object is in a different Rishos, so it's not Chal Hachnasa L'Rishos. So that it's not Chal the Kinyan is not because you didn't lift it up. Menachas Agavi Karka, the pshat is you did a Maaseh HaGevurah, but a Maaseh HaGevurah on an object that the other half of the object wasn't brought into your Rishos, it doesn't affect Hachnasah L'Rishos on this half also. It can't bring into the Rishos a half an object that the other object is ugly to a Rishos outside your Rishos. It doesn't create the effect. So the problem is not that you didn't do the Maaseh, which is the Pashav Shat. It doesn't create the effect of the Maaseh. The purpose of the Maaseh is to do an act of Hachnasah L'Rishos. You can't bring into your Rishos a zach, which the other half is outside the Rishos. That's the Yisoy that the Nesivos teaches us Pshat in this Gemara. What does Menachas Agavi Karka mean? It doesn't mean the Pshat is. One second. Is there? Because when you pick up the whole thing, then the zach is not ugly to a different Rishos. The entire zach right now is my Rishos. I can then decide how much I want to be koina of the object. It's not ugly to a different Rishos. Made like this. Let's go slowly. That's chelik number one. So chelik number one of the Shtikot Torah says we're changing the pshat of what Menachas Agavi Karka means. That's Aleph. Beis. Seder of Asher, in light of this, I'm also going to change pshat in the case of the short talus. How did Rav Tovya learn the short talus thing? How did Rav Tovya learn the short talus? Rav Tovya learned the short talus was like this. It's a short talus. So the etzem is lifted off the ground. So each guy did a full Maaseh HaGevurah. I did a Maaseh HaGevurah, you did a Maaseh HaGevurah. When two Maaseh HaGevurahs are perpetrated together, they clash with each other and cancel each other out. Seder of Asher is pasha not true. It's not true. He said, when two people pick up a talus together, we're not seeing a Hachnasah L'Rishos on the whole talus of A and the whole talus of B. When two people pick up a talus together, each one's tougher than half. Similar according to the Rei that we spoke about on that base, we spoke about Tfisa, but here we're talking about a Maaseh Kinyan. I mean, Slay took on that the minute it's called a short talus, and you did a Maisa Hagbah on the entire talus. So we have a clash over here between two kinyanim. My kinyan was your kinyan as a stira, and they clash with each other, they contradict with each other, and it goes up in smoke, there's nothing here. So the Moshe is not true. What he said is not true. When two people make a Maisa kinyan, and each guy has das to be kinya, okay? And the Lashon of the Tosafot Rashi was each guy has das to be kinya here, by the way, okay? They did it together. We're not talking about a fight. Not everything in the world is a fight. The two guys picked up a Messiah together. They want to be Kohen. The Lashon of the Rosh was, he wants to be Kohen Ahav, correct? Said Rav Asher, there's no clash here between the Maisa Kinyanim. Because the word is, your Maisa Kinyan vice is on Ahav, and my Maisa Kinyan vice is on Ahav. That's not what it meant when he said Revatal Kinyan. He may mean that what, that's a stira. I want to stress again. According to the Pshat of Rav Tolli learned like this, that the minute I get past obstacle number one, that I did a full-scale Maisa Hagbah, if it's on the ground, I didn't do a Maisa Hagbah before. But the minute that I get past the obstacles of short talus, I did a Maisa Hagbah, went to do a Maisa Hagbah, so the Pshat is each guy picked up the whole talus. Each guy picked up the whole talus. Explosion, clash, nothing happened. 0+0. Said the Pshat, it's not true. When two will pick up a talus, each guy wants to be kind of half. So the Pshat is, there is a Maisa Hagbah, so there's no clash over here. We see you rising by on half. We see you rising by on half. That's not a problem. The Mevato Kinyan Shachaver, the Maftali said that the word is two people showed Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah on an entire talus and therefore it explodes. Not true. He says, what's not true? He says, wrong. When two people come to make a Kinyan on a talus together and each one has a Kavanah to be kind of half, we have Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah half. We see, I don't see any contradiction. I see the same way in Tfisa, I can see you holding half and you holding half. So when two guys come to do an act of Kinyan together, I can see Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah half. I can see Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah half. The reason I'm comparing it to Tfisa, because Tfisa is also, how do we see it? Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah is, who's Rosh is going into? Why do I have to see that both guys are doing Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah on the entire talus, and then we have this mega explosion because you showed Bailas in the whole talus, and you showed Bailas in the whole talus, so nothing happened. When two people pick up a talus together, and like the Lashon of Tosafot Rashi, each guy wants to be kind of half. So the pshat is that we see a Maisa Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah on half. You did a Maisa Hachnasa Rosh Hashanah on half. Everything's fine, it's good, it's Beseder, so what's the problem? So Mabaya. Says the Tosafot Rashi, it's Menachas Gabi Karka. So here it depends, watch. So what's the problem now? So everything's very good. So here's the word. If the problem with Menachas Gabi Karka is you didn't do a Hagbah, but you didn't do a Hagbah, you didn't do the Kinyan. It's like nothing happens, like your hands are folded. So nothing to do with this. Over here you did a Hagbah. This planet doesn't work. So what's the Mashal? Said Rav Asher. But if the Pshat is of Menachas Gabi Karka, it's not that you didn't do a Hagbah. It's like the Nesivis. The Pshat of Menachas Gabi Karka is you did a Hagbah. What you picked up, you picked up. Does the Hagbah can't affect? The Hagbah can't affect. The Hagbah can't affect Hachnasa L'Rishos when the other half of the object is in a different Rishos. That means, by the way, what's the thought? I want to a little bit explain it, iron this out. The shot is that when I have a talus, that half of it I brought into my Rishos, yeah? But the other half is connected to Rishos, that's not my Rishos. Because the shot is, That's not a Hachnasa Rishos. It's onkit to a different Rishos. That's not called an effected Hachnasa Rishos because it's connected to a place. So the problem is not in the Maisa Kinyan. I lifted up the talus. I lifted it up. So it doesn't cause the effect that the Kinyan is coming to Bichal, which is Hachnasa Rishos, because the object is so connected to a thing that's out there. So I don't see it coming into your Rishos, okay? Or it's not. I can use the word I don't see it, or it's not called it came into your Rishos. You can take your pick. Said to Tosafot Rashi, really? I have the same exact problem when it's a short talus. Why when it's a short talus? Kinyan echem mevatel chaveri. What do you mean kinyan echem mevatel chaveri? He meant to say like Rav Tolli that the two kinyanim clash. I have nothing chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. What he meant to say kinyan echem mevatel chaveri is that it's exactly like it's on the ground. Halle, if it be on the ground, what would be the problem? According to the new understanding, the problem is you did a ma'isak bo on here, but all the hip is argued to a different rishos, right? Here too, by a short talus also, it's true he did a Maisach Bo on the whole talus. But it's exactly the same problem. Half the talus is ogre to a different Rishos. Why is it ogre to a different Rishos? Why is it ogre to a different Rishos? Because somebody else did a Maisach Nasa Rishos on the other half, and he wants to be kainit. So it comes out that the Maisach Kinyan that you made, the Maisach Bo that you made on this half, is Taka Maisach Kinyan. You Taka picked up half. No, the pshat is the talus is ogre. It's connected to a rishos, where it's in a different rishos. Now you ask me, why is it in a different rishos? It's picked off the ground. Why is it in a different rishos? It's picked off the ground. It's a different rishos for a different reason, because somebody wants to be kind to the other half, and therefore, said Rav Asher, that the pshat that he's saying and the pshat that Rav Tolli is saying are worlds apart. They're worlds apart. The pshat that Rav Tolli is saying is that the reason why kinyan echem, what's the lashon of Tosafot Rashi exactly? Let's see it on Tosafot again. The lashon is exactly. Listen carefully to what he said. What do those key words mean? Kol echad mivatol kinyan chaveroi. So Rav Tovi learned that the words kol echad mivatol kinyan chaveroi means that I didn't do a kinyan and you didn't do a kinyan. Kol echad mivatol kinyan chaveroi. Rav Moshe says, that's not what it means. It's not because there's a contradiction. Kol echad mivatol kinyan chaveroi is each guy, by him doing hachnasa rosh on the other half, it's mevatel my kinyan for the same reason that when it's on the ground, the kinyan is vatel. I repeat, kal echad mevatel kinyan chaveru is not because I didn't do a ma'isa kinyan at all. I did a ma'isa kinyan, and I did hachnasa rosh on half. But hachnasa rosh is not enough on half because kal echad mevatel kinyan chaveru by him doing hachnasa rosh on the other half, he's canceling out my kinyan. So it's not the pshat that I didn't do a ma'isa kinyan b'chal like Rav Tolly, we both did a hakbon. The thing in the whole thing is nothing, because the two people did hachnasa v'shus with $20 and zero. No, you did hachnasa v'shus to half. Nor his hachnasa v'shus on the other half cancels out your kinyan. Why? Because it's like karka. And what's the problem by karka? By karka, the problem is because it's mechubet to another v'shus. It's the same way that when it's on the karka, my hachnasa v'shus on half doesn't work. Because I can't affect the hachnasa v'shus to an object that's connected to a half that's in a different v'shus. But part of the object itself is in a different v'shus. Is likewise, I can't affect the hachnasa v'shus when it's somebody else's attempting to make a kinyan. That's also called mevatel kinyan chaver. But not mevatel kinyan chaver because there's no ma'is hachnasa v'shus b'chal here. There is a ma'is hachnasa v'shus. But the ma'is hachnasa v'shus can't bring it into your v'shus because here are the other objects. They're different v'shus. Why is it in a different v'shus? It's not on the ground. It's rotals. Because somebody else is trying to mimicry it. And when the Rosh said kinyan chaver mevatel, he didn't mean to say mevatel, you didn't do a ma'is kinyan b'chal. And you didn't do a ma'is hachnasa v'shus. It's not going to work. Like Munachas Agavi Karka, for the same reason Munachas Agavi Karka is. Munachas Agavi Karka, why doesn't it work? You did a Maisa Kenyan, you did a Maisa Chnasa Rishos, but it's all good to a different Rishos. That's exactly the same problem when somebody else does it. I can't hear. Doesn't make a difference, but the fact that he wants to be kind it and Be'etzem, he could be, it doesn't make a difference, but Maisa at the end of the day, you won't be able to be kind with the other half, correct? If somebody's coming to be on the other half, so the chalik that you're coming to Vais Rishos on is connected to a different Rishos. That's all. That's enough. This is the other guy's Rishos. It's not Karkov, it's a Shotalos. He doesn't argue, he says it's a Yatra Verka Karkov. He agrees to the Raivin that it's called Mugba, it's called lifted up. Just he's coming to say that the word is, you have the same exact problem that you have when it's on Karkov. Kinyan Chaveh, about the other guy's coming to make a Kinyan. So you both want to make a Kinyan together. You want to both make a Kinyan together? You can't make a Kinyan together. You want to both make a Kinyan together? You can't make a Kinyan together because neither Kinyan is going to work because the chalik that you want to make a Kinyan on is going to end up being ugly to a Rishus. That's a different Kinyan. So simultaneously, such a Kinyan can't work. You want to go make a simultaneously, each guy's going to be kind of half. You can't do such a thing. You can't do such a thing that simultaneously each guy's going to be kind of half because the hachnas of the Rishus that you did on half is going to be ugly to a different Rishus and it doesn't work. So mevatel Kinyan chaver doesn't mean that I didn't do anything. Now, so what comes out is that we made two dramatic shinoyim. I want to point out. I made a shinoy. In order to get this pshat off the ground, I made two dramatic shinoyim. One shinoy is, what's the problem with Nachas Gavri Karka? And the second shinoy is, what's the problem with Kinyach Mevata Chaveri? I want everyone to appreciate this. In order to get this pshat off the ground in a Tveis Rosh, I had to make two dramatic changes. One change is, what is the problem with Nachas Gavri Karka? And what is the problem of Kinyan Mevatel Chaveri? Halei, the Rosh compares the two. The Rosh says that Kinyan Mevatel Chaveri is the same problem as Menachas Gavri Karka. That's the riddle over here. The riddle over here is that the Tosafot, the Rosh says that the problem of Kinyan Mevatel Chaveri is the same problem as Menachas Gavri Karka. The same problem that happened by a short talus of Kinyan Mevatel is the same problem as when the long talus is on the ground. And according to Rav Tolly, it's not true. It's not the same problem. According to Rav Tolly, it's not true. According to Rav Tolly, the case when it's a short talus is a bazunder azakta, when two people do a ma'isa kinyan, two, well, a talus, there's no ma'isa kinyan here, b'chal, because it explodes. I don't see zero plus zero. What does that have to do with karka? By the case of karka, the classic pshat is that he never lifted off the ground, b'chal. The teretz is we're changing both things. Pshat number, chino number one is I'm saying a new pshat, and why the problem with gavi karka? Gavi karka is not because he didn't do a ma'isa kinyan. Agavi Karka is a pshat is because the achrasa rishos can't do if achrasa rishos on half of an object that all the half is connected to a different rishos. That's the nesivus. Now, if that's true, so I still have shver. I say that that's in a case medical, but in a case over here, the problem is Bevatel Kinyan Chaveiroi. Is this explosion? The answer is no. Bevatel Kinyan Chaveiroi is also said of Rosh. It's not true that it's 0 plus 0. The Peshad is you did do Achnos of Rosh Hashanah. By the way, it's Gram 4 times Rosh like that. He says Chet Mechza. You did do one here. You made a Mice Achnos of Rosh. What's the problem? I did a Mice Akbor. I did a Mice Akbor. Mabaya. It's connected to a different Rosh. It's argued to somebody else. Why is it connected to somebody else? Is trying to be kainit. So if the other guy will be trying to be kainit, everything's fine. It's not on the ground. It's a short talus. It's not a different rishos. You hear the word? If the other guy won't be trying to kainit, everything's fine. It's connected to a different rishos. It's not connected to different rishos. I picked it off of the ground. It's a short talus. It's off the ground. So it's not connected to another rishos anymore. And there's nobody trying to be kainit. Everything's fine. Everything's gevaldik. Everything's niflamoid. But since somebody else is trying to be kainit, the other half, and he's perpetrating a maisekin to the other half, so the hakbar that I'm going to do is only going to do a hachnas of rishos on half of it. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Listen to the beauty. You did a nice hakbar to half of it. Do a hachnas of rishos to half of it. Halle, the guy's not a chazer. He only wants to be kind of half. Here's where the riddle starts. What's the problem? Mabaya. I did a nice hakbar. I detached it from the ground. It's a short talus. I made a hachnas of rishos on half. And I don't want to be kind of more than half. Mabaya. The teretz is. So I'm told he says, because there's no nice kin you have a chal, because they clash with each other. So that's nothing to do with the karka. The answer is no. The shot is I did a ma'isach nasa rishos on half, and I did a ma'isach bo on the half, and I want to be kind of half. But the other half of the talus is in a different rishos. And you can't do a hachnas of the rishos to half an object where the other half of the object is in a different rishos. That's not called. You put it into your rishos. The Meila says the Taisus of Rosh that the problem of a short talus is exactly the same problem as Menachas the Gabi Karka. We're changing pshat of Menachas the Gabi Karka, and we're changing pshat in a short talus. I can hear you. Rabbi says, Yad Chaver Kikarka Dami. No, that he could be. That he could. That part he could be. That could be. That part he could be. Anything could be. I'm saying in the face of Rosh, what the face of Rosh meant to say. What's interesting is that this pshat is such a nice pshat. So what did the rabbin argue? What did the rabbin argue, by the way? What do you say does he argue? No, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. Every Friday he says that the Nesivas, the Rabbit argues in the Nesivas and holds that the problem is the push of the problem that wasn't lifted off the ground. That you don't have by a yad. I don't like that. There's talking about the Pusik over here. There's talking about the Pusik here. So why do you say about the Pusik? I'm saying so what? Look at the one second. I don't know. Unless you say that it's not called a separate rishos, that there's somebody else is trying to be kind. I don't know what to say exactly. Why would the rabbin argue on such a yisoid? But Akoponim, Rabbi Seinu taught us that in order to get this Taisa Rosh off the ground, we're having a fundamental shiloh over here, really, on two things. One is, what did the Taisa Rosh mean when he said, Mevatel Chaver? What did he mean when he said that? What did he mean? And that depends on what the problem of Kikarka is. If the problem is Kikarka, the Apostle didn't lift it off, then there's a pillow over here. So what's the next to call to Mevatel Chaver? I'm changing Pshat on what Kikarka means, and I'm changing what Mevatel Chaver means, and then they're both exactly the same problem. You did a Maisa Kenyan, you did a Maisa Chnas to Roshos, but the other half of the object is argued to a different Roshos. That's what the Rosh says. Well, the other guy's planning to be kind of half the Zach. So it's argued to that Roshos, and that Roshos, that's not a good Chnas to Roshos, not much like the Nesiva says. Now, as a result of this, I'm going to say many, many, many Nafkaminas on Sunday, Vishotov and Mutzlachas. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, there'll be a gathering of the Yungal Light at somewhere between 10:30 and 12. I'll say closer to 10:30. I don't know what we're going to do yet. Maybe we'll talk about the sugya. Want to talk about the sugya? Rosh, what do you say? You're the senior guy here, almost. You don't come, so you're not senior anymore.
I'm waiting for
Kippur. But you're later dying. Push it now, you know what's going on. Mike wants to see what's on the ice. Maybe he'll share with us the issues. The Bachem are experts on ice now. You don't know. Our guys, they're 5 years there. They're good to go there. What? Ryan Berg will give Sean tomorrow. That's a good idea. No criticism, Ryan Berg. Only positivity. We'll get together at 10:30. We'll decide what to do. Okay, with you.